Using the blog tool, creating a blog. In the course management area, the home office, open the course tools tab, then blogs. In the action bar, click on create blog. We recommend you keep the word blog in the name. Take a minute to describe the purpose of the blog and to give instructions in the instructions text box. If you use a rubric to grade the blog, attach the rubric file by clicking the paperclip icon. We suggest one change to the Blackboard default settings. In blog participation, select the course option, which will allow you to see the blog entries of all students on one page instead of having to check entries for each student individually. In the grade settings section, check grade ratio button and fill in the points possible. Check the checkbox for due date and set up the date and time. It enables students to see a due date in the course calendar, the notification dashboard, and the to-do module of your course homepage, as well as on their Blackboard student app. Add your rubric if you use Blackboard's rubric tool, and make sure to check Show Rubric to Students. Don't forget to click on Submit at the end. Blackboard automatically created a grading column for you in the Grade Center. Here is how to make sure this blog grading column is properly set up. In the course management section of your course page, go to the Grade Center, then, in the full Grade Center, to the column that Blackboard created for your blog. Note that this column will be hiding all the way at the end of the Grade Center. If it has fallen off your screen, use the horizontal scroll bar at the bottom to find it. Next, in the action bar, go to Manage, then to Column Organization to reorder the columns as you see fit. Now, go to the Weighted Total column for the grading category to which the blog assignment belongs. You know, the one with the percentage mark at the beginning of their name. Click on the Action button to the right of the column, then on Edit Column Information. Scroll down to the Select Columns area, and in the Columns to Select box, select the newly created blog assignment. With the arrow, move it to the Selected Columns box. Put in 100%, then click OK to override the warning that may pop up. Don't forget to click on Submit.